I'm Carol Bastin. I'm a guide and a holy duster at Gloucester Cathedral. The George Onesiphorus Paul Monument is on the south aisle as you come into the nave. He's rather splendid. It's a marble box, and on top of that there's a shaped casket type thing, and on top of that is his head. The head, I look at him and think, oh, he died in his mid-70s, I think. And he looks as though he's lost his teeth, because his lips are sunken in and his cheeks are sunken in as well. But rather a grand fellow. You can't miss him. You really can't miss him. He shines because I dust him so well. George Onesiphorus Paul is a local boy. Quite an interesting character, and the more you find out about him, the more interesting he becomes. His father was a wealthy wool merchant in Stroud, and obviously George Onesiphorus was quite a bright lad. I think he went to Oxford, and he went off on the grand tour, and he went to some of the courts in Europe. On coming back to Gloucestershire, he was aware of how bad the prisons were, and he took a look at Gloucester Prison and got rid of the poor state. They put plans in to rebuild it and make it a lot safer for the men and for the women, and they got rid of the treadmills. So he's quite a hidden treasure, really, and perhaps we ought to know him a bit better for that reason. I took the monument on. I said I'd do some volunteer dusting, as I was a guide. And I said, oh, give me somebody who's robust. So I acquired this rather large marble monument. And I thought, oh, this is fine. I can, you know, really get to grips with this. And after a few times of dusting, somebody said, oh, there's a crack around the base of his head. Did you realise that his head's come off once? So I'm a bit more careful about the top part, but I can really get to grips with the polishing of the main part of it. And we use a special wax polish, which is provided by the cathedral, and I usually bring my own cloth. We do it once a month. It's not onerous. It's quite pleasurable because I'm in the line where people walk and you get to chat to people. Also, I dust the south transept, which is quite nice to do. That's a different thing altogether, because no polishing, it's basically dusting and getting rid of all the cobwebs that have appeared over the last month. And occasionally, a friend and I, we tackle the cloisters because there are always lots and lots of cobwebs and things hanging around in there. So choosing a nice bright day when you can see through the glass and do all the cobwebs as well. I've lived in Gloucester all my life. My grandfather was on the team here when I was small, and in the summer holidays, my friend and I used to come here, and we had full access to everywhere. And Grandad on his lunch break would take us round and see different parts of the cathedral. He also showed me when the Three Choirs was here, when they were setting up. I was intrigued by all the instruments and the orchestra coming in. So he showed me the background and told me about Herbert Sumption. And when I went to high school, Denmark Road, I was involved with the orchestra, and we came with the youth orchestra. We played on Boxing Day under John Sanders, who was the organist then. So we played every Boxing Day, the Messiah, the Alleluia chorus. So that was really special. So I've had quite a long history of knowing the cathedral. The cathedral is lovely. It's a place that welcomes everybody. Anybody, it doesn't matter whether you've got a religious feeling or not. I just feel it's a place to come. It's not like other cathedrals because it's got a lot of layers of history, a lot of layers of architecture. And every time you come in, there's something different. So if you came in every week, you would, and looked hard, you would see something different. And that's what is lovely. It's quirky. It's like nothing else. Gloucester was a lovely little market town when I was growing up. My grandfather grew up in St Mary's Square, I think, in that area. Some of it's no longer there. Yes, there are a lot of historic buildings, and I always knew that there was a lot of history, the wall, but it's all hidden. The buildings here are so beautiful if you just care to look. It's the same as the cathedral. If you look, you'll see things. If you look around Gloucester, beneath the 1950s and 1960s development, there are hidden gems that are waiting to be discovered. And when you walk here, you're walking on layers and layers of history.